Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, from BBC Radio Derby, 18 minutes past 3 o'clock this Wednesday afternoon. My very special guest today has flirted with the music industry for years, playing in bands at festivals and concerts all over the world, and having been writing songs since being a teenager, at last has her own album out called About Time. Life could be about to get extraordinarily exciting for Linda Lamon. Hello, Linda.
Yes, hello, Stephen. Thank you very much for inviting me to speak to your lovely listeners.
A pleasure to have you on. And let me say, in all the years, the many, many years that I've been doing this and speaking to people like you, let me tell you, Linda, you're, I think, the very first person I've ever had on who's come to take my call, to come and talk to me on the air in the middle of making their Christmas cake.
Yes, it's in the oven. It's in the oven as much as we speak.
Do you have any hints and tips as to how to make it maybe a little bit different? Do you do something?
Ooh,
are you traditional or do you pep it up a bit?
I follow the Delia recipe and the cookery book's filthy now, but I always put lots of brandy in.
Lots of brandy.
Yes.
Do you get to the point where there's that much on it you can set fire to it?
Probably, yes, because I soak the raisins overnight, and then during the course of between now and Christmas I feed it. So yes, it's always lovely and mature and brandyized by the time I take it on my walks in January, because I never eat it at Christmas. There's far too much going on.
Oh, I see. So you go out for a walk, take a bit of cake with you and reward yourself while you're out there.
That's absolutely correct.
Brilliant.
Yes.
It sounds nice and moist as well if you put in that much brandy in it.
Something to look forward to.
Anyway, we aren't here to discuss cookery lessons. We're here because, Linda, as I've already stated, you're here today because you actually got to record some music because... We can say how old you are, can't we?
Yes, of course you can.
Well, I'm proud of it. I'd rather you did it. I'd rather you did it, Linda.
I'm 70 years of age, and this album that I've just got out is my 70th birthday year project.
So is it kind of like a bucket list thing that, or something that you've just always wanted to do?
Well, it's not been something I've particularly always wanted to do. It's something that, as I've written songs during my lifetime, I've hidden them away in a very dusty folder and thought I'd do it one day. It's not been high on my list, obviously, getting to this age and not... But then you get to a certain age and you think, my goodness, if I don't do it now, I'll never do it. So
it's a bit like me and vacuuming my car out. It's never going to happen. I keep meaning to do it, but I'm never going to get round to it. And I might be 72 when I get to actually vacuum out the car.
There's always something else to do, isn't there?
So is your musical career then also down to the fact that you were very lucky as to where you moved to? Because all of a sudden you got some well-known neighbours and they encouraged you.
Yes, well, of course, I've been in and out of the music industry during my decades in one form or another, because I play guitar. But it's mainly covers I've sang in the bluegrass genre. And I've had I've done some collaboration with a soprano as well. But it's not until I actually moved to Dorset after my husband died from motor neurone disease that I met some musicians there that I started getting everything together, really. And it was thanks to my neighbours. One was Linton Guest, who was the keyboard player in The Love Affair. A lot of people remember the track Everlasting Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my other neighbour was Andy McMaster, who was in the Motors, and they had a number one hit with Airport. Andy's actually still recording albums, so he's still at it, and he's older than me. I think he's about 74.
Well, at least he's keeping busy, which is good, particularly in these times as well. My words, having your mind occupied is a boon. You're also quite friendly with Mr. Brian May as well, aren't you?
Yes, he actually bought 160 acres of woodland around the village that I moved to, which is Beer Regis, and planted 100,000 native trees. I was absolutely delighted because we really need this afforestation now because of the threat to the environment, and all our wildlife need these habitats. So, yeah, he's a big hero of mine because of that very fact. And I was so delighted. I wrote the new woodland song, and I performed it live with some school children and a ladies' choir from the village to officially open the planting day. So, and Brian was there, so it was a wonderful experience. And we've been friends ever since, really.
Oh, so you can actually say that you got to perform for Brian May.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, feedback-wise, how has it been for you now that you have this new album? Is it going to be changing your life?
No, of course not. Life goes on. I very much do these things in between everything else that goes on. So music is always with me. It's very important. And like you say, it's good for your mental health. It's kept me going through the lockdown, no doubt about it. And I'd advise it for anyone, really. Even if it's just tapping on drums, it's really good. And it's a good way to socialise as well.
And what about your family as well? Because I know you've got two grown-up daughters and four grandchildren as well. They must be.
Yes, that's right.
They must be never stopped talking about you at the moment.
No, well, it's a bit alien to them. They love it when I involve them, which I do quite often because I've done quite a lot of work with children. Because I think it's very, very important to keep children. With these days, with so much digital stuff going on, with recording as well, I think it's important that children get to know instruments and live music. And it's good. So, yeah, I've done some festivals and library work with children. And I've actually done some work with Brian as well with children on his hedgehog days. So I work with the children there and we create songs. And he actually filmed me one day on his phone.
How's his health, by the way? Because he hasn't been great, has he? But I believe he's getting better.
No, he's there now, I think. He's back to his usual self, yeah. He's getting very, very busy doing what a lot of musicians are doing at the moment and doing virtual stuff and filming concerts and things like that. He's just got a new album out, actually. He's live. His album of his Queen, the Queen album of the live tour.
Yeah, because he needs a few quid.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I bet I'm not the first to say this to you today, but about time. And it is about time, your new album, and with a single Real Love from it. It's been great to talk to you. I will let you get back to your oven and to replenish what it is that you'll be putting in your packed lunchbox when you go for your walks come January.
Yes, well, I'm not waiting until January. I'm actually going for a walk in Maeswood tomorrow. So, yes, I'll be making some mince pies and some scones to take with me.
You're not messing about, are you? You're doing it properly. It's all or nothing with you, Christmas.
Yes. Yes, it is. Lovely to speak to you, and thank you very much.
And from that album, Maybe I Should.
Yeah.
in love with Linda. Linda Lamont, my guest today. And all those years from the album About Time, with all of those songs from down the years that she's written and decided to actually put out on an album, that was Maybe I Should. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:15, my guest will be author Dr. Brendan Kelly. Now, Dr.